Over the past week, pro-Palestinian protests across U.S. college campuses have provoked responses from everyone from House Speaker Mike Johnson, who traveled to Columbia University this week to call for the school's president to step down, to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s.
The next day, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent from Vermont, responded to Netanyahu.
Mr. Netanyahu, anti-Semitism is a vile and disgusting form of bigotry. But please, do not insult the intelligence of the American people by attempting to distract us from the immoral and illegal war policies of your extremist and racist government.
Senator Sanders joins us now to talk more about this. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you, Scott.
Why do you think it was so important for you to personally respond to the Prime Minister?
Look, let's go back a bit. We all know that Hamas began this war on October 7th. End of discussion. They started the war. But in my view, and I think the view of most Americans now, Israel's response has been grossly disproportionate. And over the last 6 months, 33,000 people have been killed, 77,000 have been wounded, and right now, frighteningly, because Israel has blocked humanitarian aid, we're looking at the possibility of hundreds of thousands of people starving. So I think what Netanyahu has tried to do is deflect attention from that horrendous reality to talk about anti-Semitism, to deflect away from what he is doing.
I do have some questions about what's happening in the U.S. at this moment, because certainly we know there is data to show that anti-Semitism is on the rise, possibly highest level in years at this moment right now in the U.S. That was happening before October 7th. It's happened since. And a lot of critics are tying these intense college protests to that wave. How do you see this issue?
Look, anti-Semitism has always existed, and we're living at a time when bigotry is on the rise. But to suggest that when you have a significant majority of the American people who, among other things, do not support more U.S. military aid to Netanyahu's war machine, we're not going to suggest that all of those people are anti-Semitic. They are disgusted by what is going on in Gaza right now, which, among other things, is clearly illegal. It is breaking U.S. law. Mm-hmm. We should not be funding Netanyahu's war machine.
A lot of attention has gone to you know, almost certainly outliers, but people with racist, with anti-Semitic signs as these protests. I do want to get your response to one statement that's gotten a lot of attention from one of your colleagues, somebody you agree with on a lot. That's Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, who said in a post, "I fully agree with the White House. These protests are anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous. Add some tiki torches, and it's Charlottesville for these Jewish students." Curious what your response to that was.
No, I strongly disagree with Senator Fetterman. The overwhelming majority of people who are protesting, and this is not just college students. Poll after poll shows that the American people are sick and tired of funding a war machine that is doing unprecedented harm to the people in Gaza and to their entire way of life.
You're talking about trends in public opinion, and among Democratic voters, among the Democratic base, those numbers are certainly higher in terms of people who are just outraged about this war. But you're on your own in a lot of ways in criticizing the support for aid and voting against the aid. Many Democrats in Congress are certainly critical of Israel, but not as critical as you. How do you make sense of the gap between voters and officials?
That's a great question. But let me also say this. To my mind, the vote that took place a few days ago should never have happened. Because American law is very clear, and that is that any government that blocks U.S. humanitarian aid loses funding. But having said that, what I will tell you is that the United States Congress is way out of touch with the American people. There are very, very powerful groups like AIPAC and other groups that exert enormous influence over the Congress. So you're right. Very few of us stood up and said, you know what, let's obey the law. Let's not put billions more into a military machine in Israel right now, which is causing disastrous harm to women and children there.
I don't want to take a life and death issue and boil it down to an election issue, but I'm going to ask this question because you have been very clear about what you see the stakes of this upcoming presidential election and the big concerns that you have of Donald Trump coming back into office. How concerned are you that the deep anger about this among young voters could keep Biden from winning this fall?
I am very concerned. I mean, I think not only is supporting Netanyahu's right-wing and racist government, horrible policy. I think it's very bad politics. And I think you're going to see a significant part of the Democratic base very, very upset. But on the other hand, what I also believe is that given the choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, the choice is very clear, and the American people will understand that.
To bring it back to Israel, though, I know you've talked a lot to the president recently. Do you think he needs to increase the pressure? Do you think any pressure from the administration will work as long as the U.S. is still providing funding and military support to Israel?
Well, you know, I think we should do everything that we can. And in fact, there has been some improvement in humanitarian aid getting into Gaza, probably because of the president putting pressure on Netanyahu. But at the end of the day, you know, you can criticize Netanyahu on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then on Thursday, if you give him $10 billion in unfettered military aid, I think everybody knows what the story is.
Senator Bernie Sanders, thanks for joining us.
Take care.
And tomorrow on the show, we'll hear from several Jewish students at Columbia University who say they are experiencing anti-Semitism tied to the protests there.